Hi, I'm Aunt Zelda.
And I'm me.
And hi, I'm Dylan's cousin Eric, but not on the Aunt Zelda side.
Okay. and you're listening to Aunt Zelda and me and the Bachelor and the Bachelorette.
You know, I just want to share this with you, everybody listening. I had a dream that my mother spoke to me and told me, and as we know from the Bachelor, you have to listen to Mama, that I should be assertive in putting my name first.
Your mom came to you in a dream to tell you that?
Yes.
About this podcast?
This is like
and she was
this
very horrible podcast. She disapproved.
Was that the first thing she
Dylan
said?
And my wife's knocking me out of the picture.
What?
She always wants Floyd to have top billing.
She said that it's my show and you're sort of like assistants.
And Eric asked, is that the first thing she said to you in that dream?
Yeah.
She came to you.
Well, she talked to me about my ex-wife.
Oh my God!
Why?
Well, she told me she didn't approve of that one.
So the dream was very dating heavy.
But she was specifically said, "It's time to wake up and assume your rightful duties."
It's time to wake up.
It's never
Floyd.
Too late at 73, Floyd.
Right? Never too, but yeah.
Your rightful place on the billing.
On the billing, it's wake up, Floyd. America's
waiting.
And
you understand. Then Mama has some influence on her.
Bachelor Nation is waiting. Yeah, I understand.
Well, she has influence on you, like, what's her name? Barb?
Like Barb, yeah.
Has,
wait, yeah, totally.
Influence over Pilot Pete.
Wait, Eric, why don't you introduce yourself
a
little bit? Tell us about you.
In a Bachelor context or in general? Like,
it could be a Bachelor context.
Well,
or like,
bachelor,
how do you know me?
You know.
How do you know Aunt Zelda and Uncle Floyd? How do you know us?
Okay, so Dylan, I know you because I've known you since your bris.
It's
because
true.
Your mothers are sisters,
yeah,
right?
Our mothers are sisters.
Our mothers are sisters.
They're 4 years apart. My mom is the older of the two sisters.
It's true. Eric's known me my whole life, but I haven't known him his whole life.
That's correct.
Right.
So how much to share for the podcast? I'm 40.
Yeah.
I watched both of the two finale episodes this week, which is 4 hours of time. It's the first Bachelor episodes I've watched since circa 2002, it might have been 2003.
Okay.
But I had a girlfriend at the time who was really into one of the first seasons.
Oh.
May have been the first season. So there was a 17-year...
year
gap.
A 17-year gap.
Which means if I wait another 17 years now, I'll be 57.
And it'll be the kids. It'll be the kids of all the Bachelor contestants.
Yeah, by then it could be the grandkids of the Bachelor contestants.
Yeah, well...
How did Dylan do in his bris?
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, how did I do on my bris, man?
You know what? It's a good thing none of you men remember it.
Yeah,
because it would be really bad.
Well, actually, you know, you should say, it's funny, and I don't mean to make light of it, but I said to Dylan that drawing this 4-hour finale straw reminded me of the one time I tried and failed to give blood, because my dad and I both have a phobia, not of needles, which a lot of people have, but of pulsing blood.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like getting my blood pressure taken, very sort of neurotic about it. And I had finally gotten to the point where I could get my blood drawn without passing out.
Oh, that's good.
And I thought that if you gave blood, it was just like when you get your blood tested at the doctor and they take one vial.
Yeah.
And we were playing in a pickup softball game and at the through the synagogue, and it was a blood donation day, blood drive day, and my dad said, whichever team loses, everyone has to give blood, and we were winning at the time.
Eric was super down.
The game, I was like 25.
Wait,
my dad
was 10 years old.
But the game turned, we lost. My dad did not want to give blood because he's as afraid of it as I am. But we both know it's important. We'd rather have other people do it. So he says, if you have two people in a family on the same team, only one has to give blood. So he made me do it.
Of course.
Listen,
he made up all the rules, if you ask me.
I drank all the juice. I ate all the cookies. I finally got into the booth. I found out what it was entailed. And I had a panic attack. And I backed out of it.
And he backed out.
And they, but I thought that I was going to get 30 minutes to The Bachelor and then get to have fun with Dylan and Zelda and do the podcast. And instead I had homework. I had to watch it.
I had to watch
The Bachelor for 2 hours last night.
It on his own.
I have a 3-year-old and people listening home.
Yeah.
I have a 3-year-old and a 7-month old.
I guess
old.
It was
bedtime
a short
is an ordeal. I had to record The Bachelor and then we watched it at 10 o'clock.
But you got out of it tonight.
At the beginning?
I did. My wife is amazing. She's like, you know, she's very encouraging of cousin time, family time.
Yeah.
She was like, you should do the podcast. You know, it'll be a nice thing. And I'll do bedtime so you can go over to Zelda and Floyd's. But she didn't know that. She didn't know that she would have to do, she would have to watch the bed. But we started the episode, she came in 5 minutes late and she's like, "Are you taking notes on this?"
I took a ton of notes.
Yeah. You're a very good student.
Well, he was like 15.
Because I haven't taken one note yet.
Yeah. Well, I told Dylan that, like,
Eric's like 15 years a journalist.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. I'm a freelance writer and a long time newspaper reporter.
So, like,
maybe you can write an article on this.
Taking notes is
actually, not on this, on our podcast.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't think that's how freelance articles
work. Well, now I'm no longer dispassionate because I'm a participant and I'm related to the protagonist.
But here. Eric, also, you picked the short straw because literally the week before The Bachelor started, I sent out a schedule to everyone that I'm related to. By the way, no one responded. I sent it out to 20 people.
My wife, Hannah, not one of the Hannahs from the show, said, "You should do it." And I said, "Yeah, I should do it, but I'm a terrible procrastinator or I lose track of time." And so I didn't reply. And then I texted Dylan last week. I was like, "Are there any slots left?"
How did you make deadlines?
It was always a struggle.
I sent it out to 20 of the 20 family members we have in this city and no one responded.
No one responded. It was like a Google sheet to fill in. And I was expecting like all the cells were going to populate before everyone.
Not a single person. I gave it out to everyone.
Did you tell them they're getting free coffee and stuff like that?
You know, I didn't bring up the free coffee. All right, guys, we got a lot to cover. Yeah. Right. We have a lot to cover.
Two episodes. Two finales.
All right, so just to like kind of skim through a little bit of yesterday or like a little bit of yesterday's episode. So we get Madison and Hannah, and they go to meet the family, right? Uncle Floyd, did you watch yesterday?
I did, and you know, I'm glad my mother wasn't around to make
Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going back to it. All right, so Matt, I don't know why I asked.
I don't know if I would have been
married. He's a mama's boy.
I would have been married to the same woman because I needed her approval.
So, okay, so look, so it starts out with the family, right?
Hannah Ann had the first.
Hannah Ann has the first one. It goes swell. Goes swimmingly. Yeah, it goes nice. Yeah. Then Madison goes in. Apparently, we learned tonight, Madison made his family wait 3 hours.
And did not apologize when she came in.
And she still didn't apologize tonight.
Right.
Even after they said that.
And she is no woman of Christ as far as I'm concerned. She's no woman of Christ.
But also,
she
it's
is
like,
not religious. Dude, that's not a religious way to be.
There, you know, I mean, I'm coming at this without knowing any of the characters.
Sure. Yeah. We know.
So I tuned in yesterday, and my initial impressions, I was more favorable toward Madison than Hannah Ann. You know, when you first see Hannah Ann in the part A of the finale, she's sort of fawning over Peter, the idea of Peter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm throw all my love at him.
For sure.
And hope his family accepts me and he accepts me. And Madison seems sort of more complex. And also the way they had edited it.
You mean the virgin?
Yeah, well, I didn't know. I mean, first of all, when the brother was talking to him and said, when the brother was talking to him, he's like, I mean, what did I know? The brother says, "Are you sure you can square your lives where you're so into line dancing and she's so into ministry?"
Right.
And I thought they were talking about music, and I was picturing the heavy metal band Ministry.
There's a heavy metal band Ministry.
They were like Nine Inch Nails before Nine Inch Nails. But, you know, she's got the really thick black mascara, and it's a music conversation, and how are they going to get over this hump?
That's like, one interpretation.
his brother's like, you know, like, in marriage, music taste is very important.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, but he said,
you want to listen to the Beatles? She wants death metal? Like, you know what's
Well, he said, you come back from a long trip, and you're right out there. You go to the club. You don't even waste a minute.
Yeah.
And she's going to be sitting on the couch reading the Bible.
It's true. Like 100%.
And with a chastity belt on.
It has never been more clear. Like, it is two very different lifestyles. Two very, very different
lifestyles. But
if they get married, then the virginity thing is...
That's over, but still, she's still religious and going on those religious retreats, and he wants to go to the club, and you know what? To her credit, and I have to give her kudos for this.
Who? Which one?
Madison.
Last night, she said, "I love you, you love me, but we are very different.
Dude.
We have different lifestyles." Mm-hmm. And I was really applauding her because 23 years old, she was more mature than him.
I was like, for me, she said this thing. I wrote down this line. She said, "Part of being a warrior, a good fighter, is knowing when to surrender."
That's right. And she knew that she wants a certain life with people who are dedicated to the church like she is. He's not.
Yes.
He's dedicated to you know what.
pussy.
Sorry. Right. That's right. Yes.
Eric, yo, when I said that, Eric's face is like, oh.
I moved closer to Zelda.
Yeah, he did. His face is like, no.
Well, you can't be shy on this podcast.
But then Zelda agreed with me, and I was like, yeah.
He's thinking with his...
She's praying to Jesus, and he's praying to
penis.
Jezebus. Jezebus? I don't know.
Japenis.
Vajanka?
What? But I mean, I will say, I didn't feel like either one brought that much depth to the situation yesterday. And actually, I mean, over the span of the two episodes, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of sort of standing in place, I came away feeling better. I grew an appreciation for Hannah Ann and for the mom.
Yeah.
Yes,
my initial impression was like so sort of cringe, get away from the mom. Yeah. Where
yeah. Me know, too. I thought she
was all about like,
oh no,
really mean.
The mom's message was bring her home to us in the first episode.
But that was
like
deliver us.
Yes. But it was like, I mean.
But we thought it was Matt.
No.
I thought it was Madison to bring her home.
Prescriptive, controlling, manipulative.
Yes.
I mean, and yet, like.
I didn't think any of those things.
But
for obvious reasons.
Over the sort of arc of the two episodes, I get that they probably sort of. Edited it down.
Yeah, they edited
everything.
You know, I mean, I know that they aired the grievances about being stuck waiting for 3 hours.
Yeah.
But the fact that she didn't apologize, like,
right.
the mom read something about Madison.
Totally.
Right.
And she wanted to protect her son.
And
so,
you know what? Right there in front of everyone, if she really wanted a relationship with him, it behooved her to say, you know what?
I'm
so sorry.
She's like, she could be like,
never,
you're right.
I would never do that. You're going to be my in-laws, basically.
Like, all right, straight up, Peter's mom, like, okay.
She
oh man, I went on a roller coaster with Peter's mom because look, like when I was seeing her in the previews, I was like, yo, his mom is way too dramatic. She's like crying, she's like doing this, she's doing that.
Bring her home.
I also want to say right now, I want to take a quick a little side note. Aunt Zelda, Uncle Floyd, I think you guys owe me an apology, okay? I was right. Okay, it was about Hannah Ann. And
how did
you
know
guys,
that? But
I just knew it. I just knew.
How did you know
Madison
that?
Madison sucks.
The crying was about Hannah Ann?
Yeah, the crying. They were so sure
it was
about Madison.
Madison.
They teased the crying beforehand, right?
Yeah.
I saw the crying in real time. I didn't know there was
I thought that they wanted the woman of Christ.
I was right. I was right. Literally no one thought it was Hannah Ann.
Yeah.
Everybody's thrown out tweets.
I really apologize to you.
Thank you so much.
I don't know how you know it.
You know, if Madison would have you know, like swallowed her pride like you had just now and apologized to Barb, maybe things would be different. Okay, so
what surprised me was this sort of,
and she became defensive.
I mean, I don't know what they're telling the audience, but the amount of like righteous clapping on Madison's behalf,
it
seemed like the live audience was sort of the mom and Madison.
So I think
the moms were clapping for
but
her.
But I think also
like,
audiences
Madison should have just apologized.
Audiences have like clap. They're like
right,
totally
right,
clap,
right,
basically.
Right.
But
right.
So what I was gonna say,
there was one woman like throwing her whole body into the clap.
What I was gonna say though is that I really, because in the previews I thought she was so dramatic. I didn't like Peter's mom, but boy has that changed in the past like 2 or 3 days.
Now you like her.
Like I really, really
I
respect
her
so much.
She said exactly what she felt.
Exactly what she felt. She dragged Madison I don't know if I totally respect that.
National TV. She
Madison
kind of
deserved it, though.
He's going to have to fail to succeed line was
pretty
tough.
Oh, I loved it.
That is tough.
I loved it.
I mean, she can think it, but to say it.
National, wow.
I mean, that kills
her. I give her a lot of credit. Yeah.
All right,
before
wait, hold
it launches.
On. All right, we got it. We have gone.
That's what she said.
Gone,
it failed to succeed, and it will fail.
We've gone off the rails here.
Yeah. Well, right. Obviously.
So
it,
it's
it,
not
it,
just freewheeling
it,
like this.
It's not just freewheeling.
This.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, hold on.
Yeah,
I got to bring it back.
Just, you know, it invoked a lot of emotion to all of us.
I got to bring it back, okay?
So, Floyd, what about you?
I think she should write him out of the will if he marries her.
Yeah.
That's all.
Totally.
And tell him that before he does.
So,
they got big bucks in the bank, IRAs and stuff like that. You're out.
So
Floyd
we,
is a money man. Everything is about money.
So we got a question from a fan or from like a listener.
We did?
We got a question.
When
somebody
was
submitted
that?
A question yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody submitted a question. They want to know.
Was it directed to anyone?
I think her name is Laura Bruce. Something like that. But
Laura
Bush? Laura Bush.
No,
but so the
Laura,
question
Okay.
So listen, the question is yesterday, and don't everyone talk at once, but like yesterday, do you think that Peter's mom, and even today, do you think that Peter's mom is getting too involved in her son's love life? Uncle Floyd, I'll give you the floor first.
You know, I think
I want to say, Uncle Floyd, I'll give you the floor first from somebody whose mom, who is now gone, is still involved in his love life through his dreams.
Okay.
And guess who can't let go?
I do speak to her regularly.
Okay.
Do you hear her voice in your ears?
I hear my voice in my ears.
So what do you think? What do you think?
I think it was a little bit too much with her crying, like that. She started crying that if he took the other one, it would be the worst thing in the world.
It was a lot with the crying.
It was really too much. I think the way she spoke tonight made me respect her. But the way she spoke then, I didn't really respect her.
I think that's fair. I think
she should have done that the night and said, listen, it was ridiculous how we my mother would have been more reasonable.
Oh, yeah. You kept it for 3 hours?
Do you want to pass the mic to Aunt Zelda?
Don't you think my mother would have been reasonable?
Oh, completely not.
All right, so Aunt Zelda, what do you think? Was the mom too involved?
I think she was involved because that's the family they have.
Yeah, it does seem like it.
They all really want each other's opinions, and they want to do the group hug thing. And, you know, even the younger brother, they're really involved.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, as opposed to some other families, they do what you want. You know, it's your life.
Yeah.
But they are really four people who are really, really involved with each other. And I think ultimately it will be very, very hard for him to have a relationship with someone his parents do not like.
Who just hate.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to give up his family for her.
What do you think, Eric?
I mean,
because he also didn't say, yeah, I want a relationship with her, and yeah. He hesitated Chris Harrison asked
every
him.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
If you hesitate, no good.
Yeah, what do you think, Eric?
I mean, I think there's two different questions. One is like, would most people want their mom to react that way, or is it an appropriate reaction for a mom whose son is trying to find romance in the context of a two-month reality TV show competition where there are hopscotching continents. I'm not trying to trivialize it, but I'm saying if you're willing to find love in this space of like being observed and totally out there and having no privacy, then
and getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah,
for
then who's to say whether it's appropriate or not for your mom to weigh in a very full throated way?
Well, I think though that's their relationship. Yeah. There have been others that you know the families.
Well, and when the dad was asked about it, he really sort of talked into his chest.
And was like, I have to talk to my wife.
Whatever she says. So, I mean,
I like to talk with you. Honey, what should I say?
I was thinking.
Kind of like you, honey, right?
I think it's.
I have no brain. Honey, what should I say?
I think it's interesting, too, because I feel like the mom is also sort of like eating up the spotlight right now. Like, not like as in, like, she's taking the spotlight. I just feel like she, like, really enjoys her, like, the 15 minutes of fame thing that's, like, going on right now.
I don't know about that.
She even said, she's like, I'm getting all these, like, positive DMs things like that. I don't know, it just
I was impressed that she knew about DMs.
Yeah.
It's like SNM DM?
Well,
it's nothing like SNM.
But they had the picture in the picture, you know, the picture in the picture where they showed her face.
Yeah.
I mean, they were inviting us to study her reaction. And her reaction was strong.
Given the stink eye whole time.
I got a question for Dylan. So how would you respond if you brought this lovely lady that they didn't quite like or they hated?
Well,
how do you think your parents
and your parents would express
Papa Richie and Mama Michelle?
If they just didn't like her?
Well, no, they had the reason. Well, I'd be like waiting for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck. I'd be like, fuck. Like, if they don't like her, like, you know, I'm not judging. Like, okay, I think that there's like a reasonable, there's like some leeway here of like, oh, like, you know, you guys met her once. Like, don't like totally judge her on that. But like, you know, if your family doesn't like the person that you're with, like, there's probably a reason.
Right.
Also, I think it depends.
Because they have your back.
They have your back. Sort of. Well, that's the other thing. I think it also depends what kind of relationship you have with your family.
What if they said the rabbi told them that she's no good.
The rabbi, you're telling me the rabbi had a dream.
They had a dream that the rabbi
told. You ever hear a fiddler on the roof?
Yeah, I have heard of
your grandma Goldie, okay?
Well, and having the matchmaker would do the arrangement is no crazier or not than this, but...
All right, so I guess we could go on to more of like tonight's episode.
Yeah. So you would be unhappy, one of you, if they put that kind of pressure on you while you were deciding.
I think it would definitely make me rethink the relationship. Yeah. Like, I'd start to go into the relationship, like maybe even looking for reasons why they feel that way. You know what I mean?
Speaking of relationships, I was showing someone today your picture because your mom put it on Facebook.
Mamma mia.
And I said, look at my nephew who I do the podcast with. And one of my graduate students, Morgan, you know who you are. 732. Is it Morgan? Yeah. And she said, oh, he's cute.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right.
So,
well, everyone. So,
and she has a 732 area code.
What are you going to say? Eric?
What is your dating status doing?
Okay, so
that was clever that you avoided the topic. I congratulate you.
I didn't avoid it. What topic did I avoid?
Tell us.
No, well, hold on. I'm not totally throwing it away yet. So, we don't have any sponsors today. So instead of the sponsors, we could take a couple minutes about my love life.
Okay.
On Friday, I was broken up with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that person?
Well, you don't look broken up about it.
The girl with the dog,
Julie.
Yeah, on Friday I got broken up
again.
Well, I broke up with her. I think the first time, but on Friday
I never got to take the kids to the dog cafe.
Yeah, Eric, that's what you're upset about right now. That you didn't get to take your kids to the dog cafe.
Well,
with
you could go with
Julie.
Them anyway.
I know. We don't have a dog.
Well, get one for the day.
You go to the dog cafe and there are no dogs there.
Yeah, you can't be the people at the dog cafe without a dog. Yeah, I got broken up with.
Why is that?
Were your parents happy? Why?
I mean, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I have Morgan in the wings waiting for you.
You got Morgan in the wings. Okay, so...
And she's nice, too. And
so
she's smart.
She came over. She was...
Is she listening to that?
I don't know. But
it's not live, Floyd.
It was basically...
Right.
But it was basically...
She's got your apartment bugged.
Alexa. That she said she didn't think that we were compatible long-term.
Why was that?
Which is basically the reason why we had broken up originally,
right,
was that we're not compatible long-term.
Right.
Which actually, last night, I was like watching this show, and I was like, wow, this is like strangely a very similar reason for why Julie and I broke up, right?
Why is she like into the Christ? And
no, she's not into Christ, but it's just like different lifestyles, I think, and like different like things that you kind of want out of your life.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I'm into line dancing and she's into the ministry.
Okay.
The rock band.
Sorry, Julie. Go back to reading your Bible.
No.
The 80s to the present.
It has nothing.
Does she not want you to sleep with other women or no?
That was the main factor. She was like, I really don't want
you
to sleep
with other
women.
She wants you to be a virgin to other women.
No, it has nothing to do with religion. It was a compatibility thing. Honestly, I think.
Were you shocked?
No, I was, yes. Because I wasn't expecting it, but also no, because, like, there's definitely red flags. There were, like, red flags in our relationship. And, like...
Which is why you broke up
the first
time.
Which is why we broke up the first time. And when we got back together, similarly to how Peter and Madison are getting back together,
You said there would be uphill battles.
You said this during a thing, while we were watching, and, like, they haven't... resolve the issues. Aren't resolved.
But
they still love each other and care about each other, but like there's still no compromise there. There's no
right.
There's
That's
no,
what the mother said.
Right. They haven't
One
resolved any of the issues.
Compromising, but she is sticking with the reading the Bible.
Totally.
She's not going to any club to line dance.
And it was like when Julie and I got back together, like it was very clear that we like both really love each other, but at the same time, like it's two different paths, you know? It's like two different, like, places in your life right now. And, like...
Well, that's really what makes a relationship. Not so
timing.
Much the people. It's being at the same page at the same time.
It's timing, man.
You know, if you think back in your life, you probably could have gone with X, Y, and Z so many other people if you were at the same page
at
the same time.
Absolutely,
your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, I have, like, doubts, like, all this stuff, like, and, like, I was like, yeah, for sure. Like, I don't know. to be honest, I didn't say anything. She this is actually like ridiculous. Not like she, like it wasn't ridiculous on her part. It was just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say right now. But like, she was like, hey, can I come over? I was like, yeah. Or she's like, are you home? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, can I come over? I was like, yeah, for sure. Are you okay? She's like, yeah, I just want to talk. And I was like,
talk.
Yeah, I started like shaking. I was like really nervous. And then,
I shake sometimes when Zelda says, do this, do that.
Yeah. But then she came over. It was pouring rain. Which was also, it was pouring rain when I tried getting back together with her.
It sounds so romantic with the rain pouring.
I know. It is.
So you broke up with her, but then you tried to get back together.
I broke up with her because I feel like it had been brought up a handful of times that, like, you know, she wanted to have, like, she wants to have kids by the time she's 35, and she's 31, and I'm 29. And so that means that, like, she would basically want to start having kids in the next, like, 3 or 4 years. And in 3 years, I'm going to be 32. It.
Right.
And that's like a reasonable timeline, though. I mean,
I know, but, like, it's just not, it's just, like, I know where I'm at.
You can't say it's a reasonable time because it's reasonable if it's your time.
If it's your time.
It's not an age thing.
That's what I think it
especially
is.
Especially for men.
And I was talking to someone about this.
But it is, I do think it's the kind of thing where, like, in hindsight, I mean, I can think of a number of friends who, like, passed up on a potential engagement or ended a relationship thinking that they weren't ready to get married, and then like 3 years later they were ready to get married and
right.
they regretted that.
But they had talked about it
but,
so early.
But right. it wasn't their time. They
no,
weren't
right.
on the same
that,
page.
That's the timing thing that you're
that's
saying.
But I haven't run into a lot of people who 3 years later were like, man, I'm so glad that...
Totally.
Yeah.
No, I understand the regret thing, but...
but it's like,
but
how,
if you're
how
not
can I know
on that,
that
page, then if you can't commit like that,
right.
then you're not going
how
to.
How can I know that? And it's like, if I don't feel that way right now, I can't promise anyone that I will feel that way eventually, you know? Like, I don't know. And
Morgan,
also, right
Morgan
now.
Morgan is 23.
Great.
So she's not looking to
perfect.
Have babies in the next 4 years.
Good.
right, Morgan?
Oh, Morgan is the one you work with. We're
yeah.
not talking about one of the characters in the show.
So embarrassing for Morgan also.
Is your mother familiar with this struggle that went on?
That I am going through, I went through a break, or that I got broken up with?
And did they, have she
your
advised
parents
you?
Know about
they
that?
Know, I told them. Ian's the only one that can.
I mean, and it's it is a big thing. I don't mean to downplay it. If you thought that you would be ready to have kids or be in a place to be more settled in a few years, I mean, it sounds like a large shift from where you are.
Right.
Would you guys stay together? I mean, is that the...
I think that they're definitely... I think we... I feel like we could have, like, probably figured it out. I think that there were a lot of red flags for each of us, but we were both also really trying to, like... Make it work. Like, we were. Like, you know, like, a huge thing for her is, like... like constantly being like sort of like verbally like validated, someone telling you that like they love you and like that like you look so beautiful and like things like that. Like that's
like my
I need a lot of validation too. Just
yeah.
ask my wife.
Well, Eric, I love you and you look so beautiful right now. But my point is that like I have never been good with that. And
maybe
like,
that's just not your style.
Well, it's not my style. I wasn't raised in a household where, like, my dad was constantly doing that to my mom or anything. So I just never had it as an example. But, like, I knew Julie needed it. And, like, even though what I was giving ultimately probably wasn't enough, I was, like, really trying to do that
Maybe
more.
It wasn't enough for her and she needs
and it was
someone.
Really, totally. That's what I mean. That it's, like, there's, like, little – it's, like, I think that we would have had a better shot if, like, we were both ready in terms of, like, life places. Because the
right.
other stuff, it's, like, you can really... The other stuff that's, like, smaller like that, it's, like, you can really try to adjust to, like, each other's, like, love languages, as they say nowadays, right? And, like, things like that
yeah,
where, like,
I
you're
think
really
it,
trying.
Yeah, if you really want to. Or she could have said, look, I know he loves me, and he just doesn't express it. And
she did. She did for a really long time. She did for a year. We were together for a year.
Wow.
And she accepted it.
Yeah.
That you didn't express it.
I mean, because she accepted... Well, I was also trying.
And
I was trying
to
express it more.
She saw that you were trying to work.
She saw
yeah.
and she really appreciated that. And, you know, there were little things that, like, for
well,
her...
Kudos to you, then.
That, like, that she was really trying
right.
to adjust to me. And
right.
one of them was, like, the expectation of like needing all of those like I love yous and things and not getting them, and like she was also trying to adjust to like having that less and like stuff like that, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like we really were trying.
Well, yeah, you know, that's to your credit.
Yeah.
But ultimately, she got tired of waiting for.
I don't know. I think it's just like clearly there were just like doubts in the relationship caused by like bigger things than just like verbal validation
right.
like things like that. You know, like I think there are just doubts in the relationship and like at 31, somebody who's looking to have kids in the next 4 years,
right.
it's like she's not. You know,
she
has the doubts. She has
older.
To act on it.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to her since the breakup?
I haven't spoken to her since the breakup. And honestly, I'm going.
You don't seem broken up about it.
So it's I am really sad. I've been having trouble sleeping the past two nights. I've been like very sad and lonely. But like
love
also
the one you're with.
Love
exactly.
The one.
Well, that's my I believe
I'm
in Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Find
you can't be with the one you
not
love.
Not with
honey.
Anyone.
Love the one you're with.
Well, that's
well,
why
find someone.
It's interesting that you say
that's
he
right.
doesn't look sad because you know, reading the reactions on the show, I was trying to figure out, like, was Hannah Ann truly excited when she got proposed to, or did she have to sort of muster?
No,
it didn't
I don't
think
she
was.
No, because I think she knew that this was going on.
And I didn't mean to pivot us back and end this
no,
ad.
No, please,
that's
dude.
Good. That's good.
It's
okay. Like, you can. Like, that's, like, what the show's about.
Yeah, exactly.
So. But, yeah, I mean.
Plus, it's more about them than Dylan.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And it's not about the dog cafe. I'm sorry, Dylan.
No, man, it is about the dog cafe. You know, that's what my doubts were coming from. I was
well,
like,
you know what? We
you know,
get
Julie,
a dog. We'll
oh,
take your
come
kids.
Up to, there's a great dog cafe in Washington Heights. My,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For me, I was like, you know, like, maybe Julie's right. You know, she hasn't brought up the dog cafe since Eric brought it up, like, a couple months ago. Like, maybe
oh
she's
God.
Not really about this.
Yeah, really. And that's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. no, I mean, I am really sad, but I like, you know, like I don't disagree with her.
I know. I think you're sad emotionally, but intellectually you think that maybe
I don't
it is
disagree.
A good thing.
Yeah, yeah. I like don't like, look, there were a lot
you're
of
not
red
in
flags.
The same place.
Not in the same place. And there
that's
were a lot
right.
of red flags, which like, I don't want to bring up where like about like each other where
okay.
I'm like, okay, like, I don't know if like this is what I'm looking
right.
for in a long-term partner or
right.
if I'm looking for this person as like the mother of my kids, that kind of thing,
right.
you know?
Right.
Which I think is, like, that's, like, and the only reason I'm thinking that way is because she was thinking that
right.
way.
Right. You weren't thinking about having a mother for your
that.
Kids.
Right.
You were looking to avoid
but
kids.
But once I started thinking about that, I was, like, judging these characteristics
right.
or, like, qualities about her that she has where I'm, like, okay, like, would I want this to be instilled in my
oh,
kids?
But where they were those things, and these are the, it sounds like the more minor issues compared to the larger question of whether they're in the same place, were they sort of truly insurmountable, or were they being compared against some unattainable ideal or some sort
it could
of
be some,
perfect...
It could be some
yeah.
unattainable ideal, but also, like which I think...
Or a composite that may not exist in reality.
I think
yeah.
it's a composite.
I don't think it should be this hard this soon.
Yeah, but...
I really
totally.
Don't
well, that's
so.
Very fair, Zelda. Yeah.
Totally.
You know,
and
I think that if it's not... I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to be with you. You know,
yeah.
most of the time.
I mean, you're right. You're right.
It was hard in the beginning of our relationship, though.
What?
It took a while to get used to each other.
Really?
It takes a while.
I think it does.
It does.
Honestly, I think it does. I think that there. I think
well,
everyone.
It's different. But getting to know someone and getting to feel more comfortable with them is different from whether you have doubts about whether.
But I will
should keep going.
But right. I will say that I think that there is a point in a relationship where like once the honeymoon phase is over, like
right.
5 months in, let's say,
right.
right? And it's like you're like, oh, like we're
even,
together.
Even longer than that. Five
sure.
months is still
I mean,
very new.
I yeah. All right. But like
5 years maybe.
But
you're not in Australia.
If you're yeah. Yeah, but if you're thinking about things like long-term wise, like you are going to be looking at these qualities
yes.
of somebody
yes.
and like you are going to be trying to like see if
and
you gel with
one
that.
Of the
and
very
that is
important
hard.
Things is, do they fit in with my family?
Totally.
And that's
she
what,
did. She did. When I broke up with her, my parents were like upset.
Right. No, I don't mean that, but I mean that brings
us
back
you
to
bring
the
us
Bachelor.
Back. You bring us back. Sorry.
Yeah, you know that I think that's, he's going to, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. Well, by the end of the night, they weren't even together.
Yeah.
Tonight. Like, they didn't even, he still was like, I think we got to take it one day at a time.
Exactly.
And it's like, cool,
exactly.
man, why don't you go hook
you're
up
not
with
ready
girls
to give
and hook
a proposal.
Up
with.
Right.
No,
that's
certainly
right.
not.
That's right.
Well, and whether it's you, Dylan, or this Pilot Pete guy, or anybody, I mean, I do think, and speaking as someone who is, you know, briefly engaged once before. Uh-huh.
Was it just once, or were you briefly engaged?
I was briefly engaged just once. Okay. No,
and that was, so you have was, experience.
Yeah, the number of people I've met who are either you know, were briefly engaged in the past, among my friends before they got married, or you know, are in divorce.
I was briefly engaged before.
You know,
I was more than engaged. I was married.
But I think one of the lessons, I mean, it makes me think of like Bob Dylan in My Back Pages. You know, I was so much older than younger than that now. Like, I came out of that and I felt like, okay, you know, you don't get, like, you shouldn't get married just because, like, it's sort of, it's good enough in the moment. And it feels like it's the right or expected thing to do based on your age and circumstance. And you're more or less compatible. It should be because, like, you know, you, like, can't imagine living without this person.
Exactly.
And want to make a life with them.
But so, the thing is...
Is that how you felt?
Right, honey.
The thing is, I've, like, so I've never felt that way.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean Dylan Diallo. I meant Bob Dylan. That's
Is that real? Is that real, that feeling of, like, I can never live without this person? Or is that something that, like, eventually you grow to after, like, a year or two?
When
did you feel that about Uncle Floyd?
Oh.
You literally canceled your date with
him. 280Z.
I know, the classic.
I took the top song.
I took the top.
The T-tops. We know.
She was driving your old car. I had a Datsun 280Z.
Good God.
I had the apartment on the west side.
He had a two-bedroom. I had the one-bedroom walk-up.
He had a walk-up.
He had an elevator.
Two-bedroom. That's a room for kids.
He had the cleaning woman that did his laundry, and then she did mine. I said, this is a good deal.
My money bags.
Cleaning lady, hey, do our laundry.
She quit the Valerie Wheat.
You told her, hey, do our laundry.
She had a maid.
Wait, but in all honesty, when did you feel that about Uncle Floyd, where I can't live without him for the
I'm
rest
still
of
waiting.
My life? Uncle Floyd's still waiting to feel that about Aunt Zelda, but
I don't think so. I think that, you know, as you go on and on, you feel like you like the way things are going, and you like the way things are happening, and you like the way you feel around the person. And
I think it's as you go on and on. It's not an immediate
thing.
When
did that happen? Just tell me, because I kind of missed those years.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
I feel like I've had girlfriends where I've been like, you know, it's like where like your lives intertwine, and it's like, man, like I can't imagine my life without this person.
Right.
But well, yeah, then, like, but it you break just up be because it'd be so hard to like find a new apartment or move your stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You mean genuinely like...
Is that how you found out, Hannah?
What?
Yeah. Oh, what's up, dude? What's up? Call you out. But, all right. But, like, I mean, you can answer that if you want, but you don't have to. All right.
If
but
she's listening, I wouldn't answer.
My wife will listen. How long
did you guys date?
Well, so we... before we got married or before we moved in together?
Well, I guess... Did you get married before you moved in together?
No. So we met, I was, let's see. So we've known each other a little over 8 years.
Oh.
And so we met when I was 32 and she was 30. And we'd both been in long relationships that had ended. We met sort of earlier
Than
either of us had expected. And things were going really well. We thought that there was a future. And then her... lease was up and her rent got high. I mean, these are like the very practical concerns that intersect with romance. But like, you know, it was very clear
it's
that
true.
Spring that like,
but
that,
this is
like,
the way
this
things
is,
are going.
This is probably
so going to
go
well,
somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, if it doesn't work out, like eventually we will move in together. And if it doesn't work out, it's not going to be because we moved in together too fast.
Right.
So she moved in like 6 or 7 months after we started dating.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, we didn't get engaged until a couple of years after that. We've been married now 4.5, almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Mazel tov. Thanks, and we have 2 kids. And like, you know, and yeah, like life gets stressful and obviously
and complicated,
but
I think that
but the relationship also gets sort of fuller every year.
You guys were totally. I think that's it.
Right.
The relationship gets fuller every year, like you guys grow together and you move forward, you know, and it's like I feel like even with the thing with like the rent and like the lease being up and like things like that, it's like, yo, like you're both at this point in your life,
right?
It's
you
like,
know
why
where
not?
Things
like,
are going,
right?
Like
right.
You know what you like. You've been in other relationships,
and you like being together.
Yeah.
You know, you enjoy each other.
Why not try it?
Right.
It's like you have nothing to lose.
Right.
Wow, that's sort of like our relationship. You had a monthly payment on your car. I had a car. You could get rid of those payments.
I did. I gave
you
the car to my father.
Wow.
Now you didn't have rent.
The T-tops come back into play.
You had to do the cleaning. You didn't have
to
do it.
Right. So it was really a win for me.
Floyd is like Pete's mom talking about waiting 3 hours. I mean, although when that came out in the show, it felt like a picayune complaint. And then when we heard about it, it seemed more like this girl was kind of
kind of self-centered. A dick,
yeah, and she was not.
She didn't know.
She could say, "Look, I was very nervous about meeting you, and I'm
she
sorry."
She could say that.
Or there was a production.
Or there was a production snafu, and I got hung up.
My bra was loose.
Right.
Yeah, I
was exhausted.
Plus, she got very defensive. Look, this is about me and Peter. I didn't like that. I didn't like the defensive
stance.
She
didn't have an answer. That's the problem.
Right.
So why do you think... Okay, so Peter breaks up with Hannah Ann, right? Which is fucking wild.
Well,
and,
but he did it in a... Wait, in a kind of...
After he got
engaged. Mouth, sort of passive...
It was,
Did he break up with Hannah Ann, or like...
Yeah, he broke up with Hannah Ann.
Yeah.
Right, and she gave the ring back. She
gave the ring back. Yeah. Hannah Ann handled that like a pro.
She
first
did.
Of all. Kudos
she
to
did.
Hannah Ann.
And she handled it like a pro.
Yeah.
I've only been watching this for a couple seasons, but I've never seen a bachelorette handle it like that.
That's
and
right.
That is like
she
pro
was the most
right.
empowered
right.
woman.
Right.
Yeah, she had a lot of poise.
I,
and
I agree with that.
I came
she's
away
23.
And I don't need your shit.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't need you or your ambivalence.
And then you should have told me earlier.
Right.
Why do we waste that time?
Dude, the one of the most cringy parts for me.
And also, you said what you had to say to keep me around.
Right. Exactly. And so one of the most.
So like
one
it was
of the most,
premeditated.
It was premeditated. It was manipulative. It was premeditated.
Right.
Like she said that thing of like, you know, like you said what you had to say to keep me around.
Right.
Also, like you didn't tell me the whole truth.
Right, right.
Like, as you were proposing to me, you didn't tell me the whole truth.
You lied to me.
Right. You lied to me so I would say yes to you.
Right. That proposal was, like, at best clumsy.
It
and
really
at worst,
was.
Like,
it was super clumsy.
Really sort of...
Right.
It was ugly.
Didn't
I mean, he said...
You could have written about it.
He said... you know, he said... Well, I took some notes. He was like, you know, I told you my heart was being torn in two directions, but now I have to follow it. And here, that's a... moment for him to say, and you know, I'm sort of choosing you with all my heart. And
then
he
says,
Madison left 2 days ago.
Exactly, he says
like,
his name.
You know,
thinking,
it's like, well, so I've been sort of left in the lurch, and you're
so,
still standing
exactly,
here.
My heart
tried
out.
And
then
he walks it back and says, my heart chooses you forever. But it's like, all the sort of wind has been
right,
like,
right.
Or the
my
air
heart,
has been let out of the balloon
why
at that
I
point.
Think,
like,
you know, she was caught up in the moment and said yes, but she knew.
My heart
that's
dropped.
Why she didn't look so
and then he was
excited.
Like, I love you, I love you, I love you,
right,
I love
right,
you. I mean, it was
right.
not, I mean.
You know,
yeah.
he does protest too much. He said it too much. And
so I would say one of the most cringiest parts to watch for me, or I don't know, like I thought it was just very cringy. So he was like, when they were breaking up, he was basically like, he said something like, I'm just trying to tell you the truth. Like I've just been trying to like I've just been telling you the truth. And here's the thing about when you're about the truth when you're a super indecisive person, there is no truth. Okay? Like there is like you don't feel one specific way. You don't feel this way, you don't feel that way. You're constantly flip-flopping back and forth because you're indecisive. So there literally is no truth. And he's trying to be truthful and he can't. But for some reason, this dude thinks that if he is just truthful about his indecisive feelings, which, bro, like, if you are in a relationship with a girl for a month...
If it's not yes,
you,
it's no.
You should
no
not...
No what
like,
you say.
Like, I would not... Like, if you just got fucking engaged to a girl, like maybe you shouldn't be super truthful about all the doubt that you're having. Okay? Like
maybe you shouldn't have gotten engaged.
Yeah, or just don't get engaged. Like, are you, like, are you... Oh,
I so now I have to go back.
I had to try out Neil Lane for promotional purposes.
Well, you know what?
Like,
now I
Neil
really
Lane
go back and I respect some of those guys who said, look, I just can't offer a ring to anyone. Now I feel more respectful of them.
Who? The people? They're,
some
they're,
of the former bachelors.
Past bachelors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing here, having not seen...
Yes,
them,
no. There have been
that,
some that just say, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And, of course, there are some like Colton.
Yeah.
Who ask someone.
But he
then,
knew. He knew. He said no to every... Like, there were still three girls left, and he said no to everybody else so he could go chase Cassie, and he was, like, willing to...
But he got engaged to... No, who got
no,
engaged
didn't.
To Becca?
Colton said goodbye to the other two girls.
Right, but what was Becca's...
Ari.
He's also...
Another Peter.
Right.
So...
The three of them.
But Colton still isn't married.
Yeah, but he's dating Cassie. But I mean, technically, like it's
a
little sketchy.
Yeah, the girl who doesn't want to marry him. That's what he's
but
dating.
It is. I mean, he was just. I mean, I do think and I'm an indecisive person about matters large and small, and I think that
me too.
There
that's
is,
why I felt like I knew that.
There is a way that like whatever bit of advice you got last can really sort of influence you. Or and I'm just talking about like
totally
where to go on vacation, what breakfast cereal.
Yeah,
you know, not a matter like this, but. You know, it did seem like he'd spend time with Hannah Ann, and he'd be leaning that way.
Right.
Then he'd
right.
spend time with Madison. Right. He'd lean the other way.
Basically,
and then,
no
like,
backbone.
But I mean, you know, no and the host, that Harrison guy, whatever, he said, you know, like, was this, you know, when they were talking about how it tore out his heart to ruin what should have, quote, should have been Hannah Ann's first and only engagement.
Yeah.
Was it your feelings for Madison? And then he says a little, you know, like something like that. Like, just, I mean, he just like, he's just sort of lost in his own head.
Yeah.
Eric, that girl yeah. ruined your first engagement.
No.
All right, that's fine. I was just trying to relate. All
right, thanks, Dylan.
I was just trying
no,
to relate.
No, I mean, I ended up in a better place.
No, 100%. Right. 100%.
Was Harrison involved in the decision?
It wasn't about that at all. Hannah, you're the bomb.
No, I mean, I can speak from, I mean, I think in the real world, at least in the world I know, when family and friends are maybe not thrilled about
right,
a partner,
right.
it's less, I mean, it's often, it can be subtle or unsubtle, but I feel like it's more often like third party, like they'll let somebody else know how they feel, or they'll...
So
maybe try to put on a brave face.
Your,
I don't
your
know.
Your mother told Aunt Michelle.
No.
Aunt Michelle said, "Oh, did you know that your mother hates that girl?"
Starts getting out there. The rumors start getting out.
I mean,
just
I like
saying,
the mom here being so
direct.
Yeah, direct about it like that. I think you don't always get that. I think. Well, maybe I agree. But I'm also pretty clueless.
I agree.
So maybe I would have gotten the pass and I didn't pick up on it.
That's
but,
why I feel like the DM in the spotlight like empowered her, like emboldened her, like she was like eating it up because
she's
that is such
a love,
that's such
yeah.
a rude thing to be that honest to somebody like that on national
but
television.
But she thought
and
that girl
them.
Was very rude to her.
That's yes.
You
but
don't
like,
you don't do that to a potential.
Mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I just like I didn't expect Peter's mom to like drag her. Like even so, it's like
oh she
like
it means,
on national
means,
television.
It means you don't cross me.
Well,
yeah.
I think it was not a situation where either one came out sort of draped in glory. I mean, the mom laid it out there that Madison was a jerk and a baby, and Madison instead of saying.
Right,
I screwed up.
Right.
I want to start
like
a good relationship with your son. Can we have a do-over?
Right.
She got defensive and like sort of fired daggers back
that's
through
right.
her eyes.
That's right.
Maybe the mother should have said, "I'm not going to break the
way." Through her spidery eyelashes.
Who said that? Madison asked that of the mom.
What?
If we get a do-over?
No. I'm saying
no.
she didn't.
Oh, she
yeah,
did.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Dude, that's why Madison is like. Like, I don't know why people were clapping for Madison. Madison is not likable, and the reason is because she can't lose. She won't allow herself to lose, which makes her not human. Like, it's just like...
Well, I mean, she was willing to walk away, and you know, it was Chris Harrison. Why'd he go back for her? To make drama for the show?
Chris Harrison's a monster.
What? Why does he have
he's
to...
He's not a monster. He's very confused, really.
You know
Chris
what?
Harrison,
No, we're talking about the host.
Oh.
The host,
of course, it really looks good on the show.
And you know what? It's money. It brings
it's money
because everybody's listening. Oh, my God. Madison's back.
That's what Chris Harrison doesn't care. He's been through like 40 of these.
It's just they live and have a happy life. Very boring.
Why didn't he just leave it, let it go?
I mean,
why do you have to go back to her?
Because it's fake.
It's money.
I would be kind of interested in seeing, like, I mean, well, first of all, I don't want to sign up for, like, 40 more hours, but, like, I would be kind of interested in seeing the, like, unexpurgated version of, like, the whole Madison and Peter
and
the parents.
Well, you know what?
Because,
I think you can watch it online.
Well, yeah, do they really let you watch hours and hours of unedited footage?
Oh, not unedited.
Like
no.
the security cam?
No.
Because
we all would love
because
to see that.
When we didn't know that she'd left the parents waiting, like, thinking, I mean, some 4 hours of this, my brain has just kind of
totally.
Been through the spin cycle. But, like, you know, it did, like, I do remember feeling more sympathetic for Madison yesterday, and now that feels totally unfamiliar. And I think.
But she had her chance.
But it felt to me like his family had been kind of jerky
like,
to her from the outset. But I guess it was because they felt like. Slighted
like,
by her even before she walked
see,
into
that's the problem
door.
Yeah, they
the
did.
Show.
They felt
that's
slighted
the problem
by her.
With the show. We really don't know everything.
They felt slighted by her.
And, like,
by
and that's
she
what the parents
Hannah
said.
They embraced her
thing,
from the beginning.
A lot of things have gone differently and, you know, more happened
I
that
wonder,
you don't know about.
I wonder if there's people out there that are like, oh, so what if she kept you waiting? Like, so what? Like, I wonder if there's people on, like, Madison's side.
Probably Madison's parents.
We're very anti-Madison.
And I wonder if her pastor...
Auburn basketball
I'd
program.
I'd like to know, Madison, would your pastor agree with your behavior?
Wow. Well, you know, luckily we got him right here, Pastor John.
I can't believe that he
would. What would Pastor John say?
What would Pastor John say?
Dylan, you're Pastor John.
I would say
WWPJS.
Yeah, WWPJS. Well, as Pastor John, I would say, Madison, close your eyes and try to listen to what Jesus is telling you inside.
You have to respect
your elders. What is he telling
you
inside?
You have to respect your elders and the elders of the one you love.
So,
just put on your headphones and listen to some ministry.
Put on your headphones and listen to the ministry.
What did you say?
I was just like the misunderstanding that the ministry was Christian ministry and not metal band.
Yeah, right.
I will say, I respect Peter's brother so hard, dude. Peter's brother was asking like the right question.
Yes, that's right.
He was like, dude, it's so clear.
He's
it's 25. Two different lifestyles.
He was like a sweet nerd, but he was on to the right thing.
Yeah, he was on to the right thing.
And did you see when they were watching that they were all holding hands? That's what I'm saying. This family is really into each other.
Kind of weird, honestly.
Why would a 25-year-old hold his mother's hand?
Well, what about the virus? If the virus, they wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, that's a solid point.
No, that was live today, Floyd. Oh, wait, we're talking about the thing yesterday. Oh, sorry.
Right. It's
pre-coronavirus.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's the best thing. They could have touched
That's a good question. Was this shaped pre-virus or post-virus?
Why did they just touch elbows?
And now that the virus is out there and the Bachelorette is filming, will they be more cautious about kissing?
Are they going to have a lot of next season?
My wife thought, like, she felt claustrophobic on Madison's behalf when they were on the helicopter ride because you could already tell Madison was sort of moving away from him and he kept like squeezing her knee.
Yeah,
the sides didn't have doors.
I thought he was going to.
I
thought he was going to propose right then and there when they got like to the top of that.
That boulder.
Uluru.
The Uluru. Yeah.
I still maintain of the 4 hours, the most redeeming and interesting part of the show to me is when Peter pointed out that most of Uluru is buried beneath the sands, and that it's like an iceberg, and we only see the tip.
That was Eric's favorite part.
I didn't know that, and that like at least I feel like I came away with
what's
something.
Uluru?
That's the rock, in the center of Australia that you saw that they flew around in the helicopter. Yeah,
I will say. All right, so I want to say one more thing, and then we have to start to wrap it up. At least in the next like 5-10 minutes, I'll let this one go a little bit longer just because it's a finale episode. But so, when Peter, very soft, putting down
the Zamar's coffee cup.
Yeah,
is that an ad? I guess
now it is. Right. I told everyone to please place their mugs down. They're all drinking coffee. I said, place your mugs down very gently.
How do you think we're staying away?
And I've never seen Eric place a mug.
You should know I don't do anything softly. I have a heavy footfall. I break glasses by accident. Yesterday, I took the baby to a story time at the library, and there was this grandmother, a very nice grandmother I was talking to. Talking with my hands, we were making small talk, and I knocked over a hot water bottle that I had to heat up my son's coffee, and I spilled it all over her scarf. Normally I would like set down the mug and the coffee would splash. I'd have to be careful not to spill
champagne
water on
gate,
Dylan's.
That would happen
champagne
to him.
Coffee gate. Eric's
you didn't
coffee
know
gate.
About
oh,
that.
Oh, something spill on Dylan's computer?
No, good God. And during the episode, one woman was very upset because she brought a special bottle of champagne, but Hannah Ann took it, and she said, you spilled my champagne. So someone got another bottle, and she drank it and went all
and
up her nose and her face.
Madison wouldn't drink champagne, right? That's why they had sparkling apple cider.
No, she's with Christ. Yeah. They don't drink. Yeah. Don't they drink wine?
I don't know.
Come on.
All right, so this is the thing that I wanted to say, was that when Peter got engaged to Hannah Ann said that, like, she said that then he felt like he had to reach out. There were three people in their engagement.
Right.
It was Maddie, Hannah Ann, and Hannah Brown.
Well, I thought she meant in the beginning he had to have closure with Hannah
Brown. Oh, I thought it was I thought he reached out to Hannah Brown at the end.
That would really be bad.
That's what I thought, too. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
I was thought it was, you know.
Because I was like, bro, you're a fucking psychopath. After all of that, you still have to reach out to Hannah Brown and, like, get closure?
I can't believe that.
Are you out of your mind?
I just couldn't even entertain that.
What's wrong with Peter? Can you please diagnose? Now that you've seen the whole season.
Now's a chance.
As a therapist, can you
Peter's
please...
Peter's just an immature kid, right?
Not ready.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's your diagnosis?
That's an intelligent... Give a psychological interpretation.
Can you write him a script for not being ready?
Very ambivalent, not sure of himself, and not ready.
What would be your advice for somebody that's also very ambivalent and not sure of themselves and not ready? It sounds like I'm talking about myself right now. But
have more experiences. Get to know as many people as you can until you feel you're on the same page with someone at the same time.
Yeah. And then check it out with your mother.
I think the tough part, too, about Peter is Peter's, what, like 28, right?
Yeah.
So he's at
He's young.
I feel like that's
he's
like
young.
He's young and yeah. he just got famous and
he's already a Delta pilot.
And like he's already a Delta pilot. Well, his dad, I think, he was like flying planes when he was younger.
He's a pedophile?
No, he's not a pedophile. Delta pilot. He is a pedophile.
I just want to know something I missed.
Jesus. A
pedophile. This really took a sharp turn for you in the final
minute. Who is going to fall in love with Pilot Pete the pedophile?
The pedophile. God, I don't even want to think what The Bachelor would be. Okay, let's not even joke about that.
And all the girls at 12 years old.
All right. That was a bad...
Let's walk that back.
Yeah, let's walk it back. Let's walk it back. All right. What was I going to say?
I just don't think
so. Peter's 28. He just got famous. He's obviously a huge flirt that loves to go line dancing. Right.
Well, so, he's a good-looking guy.
Come on, guys. Line dancing is stupid.
No, come on.
Who goes out line dancing?
I think that's the thing, because when he was out with Victoria F., and they had that country singer, not the one she went out with,
The other guy.
They both knew every single word of that country song.
Well, and if you can't
dance, it's
kind
of
a fun way to dance, maybe.
Dude, come on, you're Cuban. You should be able to dance.
Wait a minute. Do you know the words of country songs?
Hell no.
So, you know, they're both into that.
Just that one.
And that's what the line dancing goes to.
That's wild. That's so funny to go out line dancing.
Well, you know, it's people are into the country.
Yeah, dude.
No, I think it's...
Yeah, let's go out on a Friday night and they all go do the electric slide. I don't know.
We'll get to do it at Bridget's wedding.
You gotta admit, this was an interesting show.
This was. So that's the thing. I do think that this season was good.
And I think, I think that that's due to the producers.
And bringing back somebody.
Exactly.
I would not concede that this is an interesting show except for the Uluru
I think that Chris Harrison made himself a big yenta going in and
Chris Harrison.
The show would have ended with an hour left.
Chris Harrison is hosting.
He made
it,
but he made the show interesting.
Cock level, right?
And that's what everybody is saying, that it's such an interesting show. That's what the producers did.
Chris Harrison's hosting like 10 shows right now.
Yeah.
He just hosted a man walking over a volcano. And now he's going to host what's called Listen to Your Heart.
Right.
Which, by the way, Eric, I think, had the best question immediately after that. Eric goes, is there enough room in a relationship for two musicians? Dude, that was great.
Yeah. We'll find out.
It's true. Yeah, I guess we'll find out. We are not doing a podcast.
No.
I was going to say, maybe I would come back for that.
Let us know.
Yeah. I mean, we will be back. We'll be back for The Bachelorette.
For Claire.
She's 38.
Yeah.
Will we ever find out what happened with the mother?
I don't think
What do you mean?
I mean,
hey, why don't we DM her?
We could.
What's her handle?
Well, what's the over-under for how long this relationship with Madison lasts? Or did it end with the end of the episode?
I say it's under already.
I think it's over.
I think it's over.
Maybe
we
should send the mother and say, we didn't like the way you behaved in the beginning. But at the end,
I still want to know why she kept them waiting. Maybe it was a stupid reason, but
maybe
I
can't know.
So it seemed like...
It seemed like
she kept them waiting because by this point... Actually, no, I'm not sure.
I don't think she wanted to meet them unless he was going to propose.
Yeah, she still had doubts, man.
It's the same reason
Julie kept my whole family waiting. She had doubts.
When Floyd wanted to take me to Florida and meet his mother, I said, look, I'm not going to meet a mother if we're just dating. He said, no, we're taking you to meet my mother.
Oh, and then
I said, I'm picking up the airfare.
Wait
a minute. I said, I'm picking up the airfare and you don't pay a damn cent.
I love that.
What a gentleman always
forcing himself to pay, forcing you not to pay.
She loved that.
I did.
All right. Is there anything else anybody else wants to say for this?
No. Want to say goodbye until we.
And thank you very much for coming.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Although I miss his harem coming. You've been an interesting character.
He usually brings
the
harem.
Not my hair. Dylan's hair.
Yeah.
Is a harem?
All you have is two little boys.
Next time, you have a harem coming or no?
Hey man, you know, it's, I think
you're
it's
running
about,
out of women?
It's 2 months from now. Honestly, there might be more now that I'm single.
Oh,
who knows? I'm going to try. I'm like sad, but I'm also like We're joking, right? I don't know. It's hard. It's weird. It's a weird push and pull.
If you date somebody, you could say that you're a producer. You could get them on national telecast.
Promise them fame and fortune. It worked on me.
Yeah, that's true.
I have to get an approval with Uncle Floyd.
The producer. Yeah, we'll see if I can get
executive
a,
producer.
We'll see if I can get a date to come on here for the first date.
It doesn't cost you anything.
I could get idea. More.
It could be the last date.
It might be also the last
It's free.
What's that?
It's free when they come. You know, we'll give them coffee.
It would be.
Jesus. That's what I'm most worried about. Who's going to pay for my coffee tonight?
If you, what was the line that the mom said about failing? Like, if
you
brought a date on
success.
Here, that would be you'd have to fail to succeed.
Fail to succeed, man. And I'll learn to not ever do that again. all right, cool.
And
well,
you
brought Julie. You brought
no?
Julie
I'm
here,
sure
and we were very supportive.
I did bring Julie here.
If you're listening, Michelle, this is how you have to deal with somebody you don't like who Dylan dates.
It's true.
Come right out.
But there was
lay it on.
Like two episodes ago, you guys kept trying to pitch different girls to me that weren't Julie. Anyway.
Oh well, I'm pitching one now.
Yeah, now you're pitching a new one. Yeah. All right. All right, we good?
Yeah, we're good.
We saying goodbye
we're
to everyone?
We're saying goodbye right. until
Eric,
Claire's season.
We gotta ask you a question.
We have to ask you a question.
Will you?
A hard one or not?
Yeah. Will you accept this rose?
Oh, sure.
Oh, good. Oh. 100% accepted.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, sure, why not?
Free stuff anytime.
Yeah,
right.
Of course. Guys,
bring it home to my wife.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for listening this season.
Yes.
It's been so much fun to talk to you guys who are all DMing us and like with all the back and forths. If you want, we have a bunch of content on Instagram and Twitter. Both of the handles are at Aunt Zelda and me. Also, feel free to follow my personal handles at Dylan D'Atlo.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Pitch that. Yeah, that's kind of what I was plugging myself.
You're plugging yourself?
Plug myself?
Now you're knocking Zelda out of the picture.
I'm not even on the bill. I'm me. My name's not even in the thing. No one even knows who I am.
Right.
Anyway. All right. We'll see you guys, or we'll talk to you guys.
We'll talk to you guys on
next
Claire's
season.
Season.
Looking forward to it.
Right.
And feel free to reach out with any questions or if you want to talk.
Right. Bye.
Bye.